Test 1. Listen to the conversation. Then answer questions 1 to 4.
It's nice to see you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm busy with school. My classes are really hard this term.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you have a lot of homework?
Not too much in my math and science classes, but there's a lot in my American history class.
I love history. Can I help?
Really? Do you know much about George Washington?
Yes, I do. I wrote a paper about him in my English class last year. It was really interesting.
That's great. Maybe you can help me with my homework.
Sure, I can do that. Do you want to meet at the library tomorrow morning?
I can't. I have classes from 9 to 12 o'clock. Do you have time on Thursday?
I work until 5 on Thursdays. Can you meet around 6?
No problem.
Okay. Bring your book and any notes your teacher gave you. I'll meet you at the library. I have to go now. See you Thursday.
Thanks. See you then.
Number 1. Which subject does the woman like? Number 2. What will the woman help the man do? Number 3. What does the woman do every Thursday? Number 4. What does the woman tell the man to do? Listen to the conversation, then answer questions 5 to 8.
I need to buy John a birthday present. Do you like these headphones?
Yeah, they're perfect for listening to music or watching videos.
I think so too. Oh, wow, they're really expensive.
Let's look for different ones. Oh, look, this is the new mobile phone I want.
I don't like that colour. It's too bright.
I love the colour. And the screen size is great.
I think it's too big. The phone is bigger than your hand.
But it'll be good for reading.
That's true. Let's get back to John's birthday present. What else can I get him?
How about this bag? He just got a new job. Does he have a work bag?
No, but I don't think he'll like this bag. He likes big bags.
Well, here are some more headphones. And look, they're less expensive.
These ones are nice. And they feel really good on my ears. Let's see how they sound. Can you play something on your phone?
Of course. Can you hear anything?
Yes, the sound is great.
Let me listen. Oh, that is nice. You should buy these ones.
I think I will. He'll love these.
Number 5. What are the man and woman doing? Number 6. What does the man say about the phone? Number 7. Why does the woman think John needs a bag? Number 8. What will the man do next? Listen to the conversation. Then answer questions 9 to 12.
Hey, Mark. You're working late.
Hi, Julie. Yes, I have a report I need to finish today.
Well, I hope you finish soon.
What are you up to tonight?
My friend is visiting from out of town, so I'm meeting her for dinner.
Oh, nice. Where are you going?
To the Italian restaurant down the road, Antonio's. Have you been there?
No, I haven't. Is it any good?
It's wonderful. The food is amazing. It's my husband and my favourite restaurant.
Is that right? My wife and kids love Italian food.
Oh, you've got to try it then. We live around the corner, so we go often.
Hey, maybe we can have lunch there after the team meeting next week.
That's a great idea. They have a nice lunch menu.
Can you make a reservation for us?
Yes, I'll do it tonight when I'm there for dinner.
Thanks. I think everyone would like that. Hey, I've got to get back to work.
Oh, okay. Good luck with your report.
Thanks. Enjoy your dinner.
Thanks, Mark.
Number 9. Who is Julie going to dinner with? Number 10. Has Julie been to the restaurant before? Number 11. What does Mark ask Julie to do at the restaurant? Number 12. What is Julie and Mark's relationship? Listen to the conversation, then answer questions 13 to 16.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
That's okay. I got your text message. Did you miss your train?
No, but there was an accident at Grand Station, so they stopped the train at 10th Street.
Oh, no. I'm glad you weren't hurt.
Thanks. We weren't near the accident, so we were okay. But I don't know 10th Street very well. I was so lost.
Why didn't you use the map on your phone?
I tried, but my internet wasn't working.
I hate when that happens.
Me too. So I asked some people for directions. They told me to take the number 9 bus to Canal Street, then take a different bus from Canal Street to here.
Did you find the number 9 bus okay?
Yes. I got to Canal Street on the bus. I waited about 15 minutes for the other bus. But there was so much traffic there, so I decided it was quicker to walk.
You walked here from Canal Street? That's a long walk.
Yes, it was. I'm a little tired and hungry. Let's look at the menu.
Number 13. Why is the woman late? Number 14. Why was the woman lost? Number 15. What was wrong with the woman's phone? Number 16. Why did the woman walk from Canal Street? Listen to a talk. Then answer questions 17 to 20.
Hello and welcome. I know many of you are here because you enjoy writing and you want to learn more about making money as a writer. My name is Sarah Jones. I have been working as an online writer for more than 5 years. I love my job. I work from home, I work when I want, and I get to do what I love, write. Many people may not know how to find writing jobs or what kind of writing jobs are out there. Well, there are a lot. Companies need writers to write about their products or services. Some people look for writers to help them write their presentations or speeches. And some people need help writing their online blogs. So here are a few things that you can do to get started. Firstly, choose a topic that you know well. This can be anything, technology, travel, cooking. The best thing to do is write about topics you enjoy. Secondly, make your own website and explain what you write. This way, anyone looking for a writer can find you online. Also, search online for writing jobs and apply for the ones that interest you. There are many writing job websites. Here is a list of some of the most popular ones. Next, contact people that you want to write for. For example, if you write about food, then email some of your writing examples to a food magazine. These are just a few things to help you get started. Before we move on and look at some examples of writing jobs, does anyone have any questions?
Number 17. What is this talk about? Number 18. Why does the speaker talk about writing presentations? Number 19. What is the best topic to write about? Number 20. Why should you make your own website? This is the end of the listening section.